What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima B, your motivation MC. And I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. What is today's date? Oh my God, I don't even know what today's date is. I think today is, I'm just going to literally throw out a number. And we're going to go with the 24th. I think today is the 24th. Oh my God, I really don't even know. When I tell you these days are like joining itself together, and I literally just wake up and I don't even know like what day it is, what's going on. And yeah, it's that. So I love how you guys like comment and leave things and tell me things and stuff. Like, I really, really enjoy it. What are y'all doing? Like, what are you guys doing? Obviously, I'm still working and I'm working from home because rent is still due and I don't get nothing. I don't get stimulus. I don't get unemployment. I don't get grants. I don't get hope. I don't get relief. I don't get nothing. Okay, I get a We don't want you to work. We want everybody to be fearful of you, and we still want you to pay your bills. So it's a sucky situation, honestly speaking. It's a very sucky situation to be in. I feel like as a hairstylist, we're actually pinned against more. If that makes any kind of sense, I feel like we're being targeted as the enemy. You know what I mean? To say, oh, hair salons are going to be open. Women are enraged. Women are just like, what? I can't believe they're going to open up. I'm never going to the hair salon. Like, I feel like it's just this huge disconnect. I feel like there's this huge separation that's happening subconsciously in the minds of women. I had a friend tell me that she's a hairstylist, and she told people, she exposed on her page that she was going to be working in her salon. Like, she was going to take the advantage and reopen up her salon. And she actually had another hairstylist, believe it or not. She had another hairstylist get on her page and say, girl, don't do it. You better not open up that salon. And then her comment trickled to 10 other women bravely coming on her page under the comments and just going in. Don't do it. Da-da-da-da-da. They trying to kill us off. They're trying to kill us off. And it's just, it's so much negativity on every direction. You know what I mean? In every aspect is so much negativity towards everything that's going on. And it's like, oh, you got to be careful about what you say. To me, honestly speaking, when you speak to nurses, the nurses are going to tell you that ain't nobody in them hospitals with no coronavirus. And I'm just being honest. And that's what this podcast is about. This podcast is about honesty and telling the truth no matter what. And if they try to take my video down, I'm going to just post another video. But to me, I feel like all of this is a conspiracy anyways. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, why y'all opening up black things? You know what I'm saying? Why is it just opening up black things or whatever in Atlanta, specifically all of these black people that live here? And y'all not talking about the golf courses is open. The golf courses ain't open. The tennis courts, the swimming pools, all of that stuff is still closed. But why is all of a sudden you want the black people to work and all of that kind of stuff like that? But it just makes us even scared because it's just like, no, nobody really personally knows that many people who died from it, but all of a sudden it's 100,000 cases. In 3 weeks, it's 100,000 miraculous cases. Nobody knows half of anybody who really died. And that is just the honest truth. Like, don't you think it's kind of weird that we going on 3 months now without working and you barely seen anybody not dying? You know what I mean? Like, but everything is still closed. We still shut down. You know what I mean? And I'd be like, it's too soon. It's too soon. Nobody even knows anybody that's died. The freaking hospitals are empty. A nurse, a real nurse, will tell you, look, ain't nobody supposed to be saying nothing, but yeah, we ain't got no patients in here for real. It ain't even real. That's what a real nurse is going to tell you. But I mean, I'm just little old me or whatever. Bada bing, bada boop, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's been really good, honestly, to say, not even to say the least, it's been really good because I've been able to do different things. Like, I know how to make Chinese fried rice with the vegetables and the eggs. I made a big pan of that. I made broccoli, Brussels sprouts, just learned all different type of ways of making broccoli and just how to make it taste so good. I made some fried codfish the other day. When I'm like, the throw down, the get down, it has been so, like, freaking amazing. I'm not going to tell no lie. Being home every day, waking up, working out, same routine. Not really gaining weight. I could lose way more. I'm 213. But I was 206, hunty. Your girl was 206, but I was going out to eat and stuff like that. So I'm back with being home, eating home from home, eating my salads in the morning, my little hint of coffee. Yesterday, I only had two meals or whatever. So I'm going back to that, just two meals a day. And just cleaning. So it's been good. Like, I can't complain. I'm a homebody anyways because I'm an introvert. It just makes all the sense. So I would, of course, prefer to be in a relationship with somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I would definitely prefer to cook for someone else, not just me. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So we out here doing our thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out here doing our thing, okay? Okay? We doing our thing and we are loving life and we are having fun. And it's just good. We not letting none of this get to us or anything like that. In the first week, I ain't gonna tell no lie. The second week, your girl was panicking. Like, your girl, your girl was like, like, I didn't know what I was gonna do. But as the weeks kept on going, you just get accustomed to making money this way. You know, I make money from my house and I take about two clients a day and it's good. Like, it's good. I work almost every day. I work Sunday, Monday. I work every day. And now I'm finding the time to do my YouTube. So it's great. It's great opportunity. It's great. It's so many, like, good things that I can say is happening through this pandemic. I've been meeting a lot of great people. Like, just talking to, as far as guys, been making them good friends, networking in different ways. I've been doing, like, virtual meetings, and it's been awesome. It really has been, to say the least, with everything that's going on. Again, guys, how are you guys quarantining? How are you guys just dealing with the pandemic? I really, really want to know. Leave your comments below and let me know what y'all want me to talk about next. A lot of you guys said that you guys love the personal growth and development stuff. Like, I'm so excited that you guys love that. I'm so excited that you guys just love. Like, I literally had a friend and she told me, like, I just listen to you because I love your spirit. I love your energy. You always saying something that's on point, something that I needed to hear. And I get that a lot. Like, I get, Naima, you have no idea. I needed to hear that. I didn't know, but I need, that's what I needed to hear. And it seems like it's always been like that with my supporters. So thank you guys. Thank you for being a part of the Navy. Make sure y'all go follow me on YouTube. Yeah, that's where your girl is showing and sharing her life. On YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook. So hit me up. It's your girl Naima B. And I will talk to you guys later in the next episode. Love you guys. Be blessed. Stay safe out there. Don't let nobody tell you you can't do whatever it is that you want to do. Just do it.